Regulations här. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM i Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Let's make rock and roll! First we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. And we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the word.
We got Lookie Dookie Sapphire.
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Oh, it's fun.
Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Bryce here at the helm, and yes, it's a Tuesday, and unfortunately, like the Vancouver Canucks, my winning streak has ended at 2 weeks. I was so excited to be back on even ground again, getting here right at the top of the 9:30 hour and playing you 2 hours of rock and or roll, and yes, it has all come to a crashing halt as we are now sitting at 10:08 in the morning on a Tuesday, and I duly apologize for my lateness today. Really, excuses? No, I do not have. Stories I do, but will not tell you them as of right now, because I feel that we need to just get things going here on the show today, because we have no time to waste. It is only a two-hour show every Tuesday from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., and we've already wasted 40 minutes of that time just getting here this morning. So we do need to get this show on the road for this Tuesday, May the 12th of 2009. Welcome to this edition of the show, and I hope you will enjoy at least the remainder of what we have in store for you on this particular program. We think it's going to be an exciting one, a very interesting one, and a good week to tune in, because on the program today we have not one but two concert ticket giveaways to do on the program today. So if that doesn't get the old phone fingers ready and the thinking caps on, then I don't know what will. So we'll let you in on what those two giveaways are a little bit later on in the show. But suffice to say, if you've been keeping tabs on any of the live rock and roll scenes and shows happening within the last couple of weeks, you'll definitely know, I think, what shows we'll be doing some giveaways for. But having said that, welcome to this edition of Third Time's the Charm. It's a little cloudy today. Weatherman says it might rain, or at least give us some showers a little bit later on in the day, but that should not dissuade you from getting out there and voting. That's right, today is voting day, folks, if you've been sleeping under a rock or just gotten out of a coma, or maybe just gotten back from some foreign country and landed back home safely here in Vancouver. Yes, today is voting day, so do exercise your right to vote. And you've got until, I believe, 8 o'clock tonight to do so. Of course, early polls did open as of last week, but if you didn't get a chance to do that, today is your only day. You've got until 8 o'clock tonight. So again, do exercise your right to vote. It's been a pretty interesting campaign, I have to say. I've been watching this one a little bit more closely than most elections in the past, and I'm still a bit undecided about where my vote is going to be, but suffice to say, I will be making sure that I'm voting today, Tuesday, May 12th of 2009. Well, what do we got for you to kick off today's show? A little bit of the horrors. That's right, because we have been listening to this album pretty much nonstop since its release just last week. It just hit the shelves in North America. It is called Primary Colors. We have played you a couple of tracks as a teaser leading up to its official release, but here it is now in all of its glory. It is on the XL recording label. These guys are from Southend in the UK, and they are coming to town this Friday night at the Commodore Ballroom in support of The Kills, also from the UK, and it will be undoubtedly a great show. In fact, it is a sold-out show, so if you were even thinking of going, you are way too late, unfortunately, and you've got some inside connections. You know the bands, or there's just some other way you're thinking about going down to see the show, you are sorely out of luck. So you'll have to bide your time with this new album, which has already got a lot of people talking, because it is definitely different from 2005's release, Strange House. They seem to have foregone the gothy garage sound that they so truly championed on their previous effort for a bit more of the post-garage sound, a little bit more Suicide, a little bit more Psychedelic Furs, a little bit more, I don't know, it's just a different direction for the Horrors. And like I said, it's got a lot of people talking, and I think live it will even be more of a conversation piece, because not only do these guys put on a great live show, I think it's, suffice to say, People are very excited to see, finally, the Horrors do a very full-scale tour here in North America. They did do some touring on the release of Strange House in 2005, but it did not really pan out as well as the band, and I think a lot of their fans had hoped. So that's why they sort of went into self-proclaimed exile, sort of disappeared from the scene for a little while. They put out a few things just as side projects and kept up their appearances by doing some DJ nights in and around London, and still do, as a matter of fact. So if you keep your eyes to the ground and ears to the scene in London, then you'll know that the Horrors are out and about in the London DJ scene. But this album, again, is going to take North America by storm, I think. Again, the album is called Primary Colors on the XL recording label, and you heard the track Who Can Say from the Horrors. To begin this edition of Third Time's the Charm on CITR 101.9 FM. We hope you can join us for the next hour and 15 minutes while we take you through rock and or roll, past, present, and future. Give us a shout if you want to hear anything, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, or shoot us an email over the World Wide Web, bornin69@hotmail.com, bornin69@hotmail.com. That is the email address for this show. Going to hitch up with some brand new stuff that sounds very much like the Horrors. In fact, this set is going to be bands that are influenced by or have influenced the Horrors, I think, in some way. This is a group called Crocodiles.
beautiful girl. Yeah. Oh, girl. travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
Yeah, there is still time. It's not for another month and a bit yet. That is, of course, North by Northeast, the big, big fest happening in Toronto in the middle of June. And yours truly is heading out there. But very excited that most of the lineup has now been confirmed. There are still a few bands being added as we speak. But if you go to North by Northeast.com. Actually, it's NXNE.com. NXNE.com. You can see a full listing of bands that will be playing the fest and more to come. And they've got a big film fest, of course, that coincides with it. And, of course, a big conference that coincides with it. So it's a great way to spend at least 5 days in the city of Toronto in the middle of June, which isn't so bad weather-wise either. It's actually just getting warm and has been a little bit warm on the eastern side of Canada these days, but I think by mid-June it should be nice and comfortably warm. Not too hot, not too cold, just nice and comfortably warm. But that being said, you might want to think about it, nxne.com, and see what your travel plans might be for the summer if you want to take in some music-type things. 20 minutes to the hour of 11 o'clock here, third time's the charm. Bryce here at the helm for a late edition of the show. Again, my humblest of apologies to you, dearie listeners, because I feel remiss if I don't spend every single waking second of this radio show with you to spread the good gospel of rock and roll. And here we are now, so let's get right to it. That was a set dedicated to The Horrors, as we began the show off today with a track from their brand new album, Primary Colors. We thought we'd play some bands that sound like and have sounded like The Horrors in past and present. Crocodiles followed that in the set. They are a two-piece from San Diego, California, and watch out for these kids. They are going to make some waves here and very, very soon. Their album was released last month on the Fat Possum recording label, home to such great blues masters as Junior Kimbrough and a host of others, too many to count, R.L. Burnside, Dead Boy and the Elephant Man. Oh boy, just so many great bands. But they've kind of branched out a little bit over the years. They did an album by We Are Wolves, if you remember, about a year or so ago. Montreal, three-piece band, sort of more electro-punk garage kind of sound. And now they released this album by Crocodiles, and it's definitely not what I think the traditional blues crowd is going to go for, but I think I can see where some of those tangents may lie in the sound of Crocodiles. You heard a track called I Wanna Kill from their debut album Summer of Hate on the Fat Possum record label. And we'll be spinning that one a few more times to get you in the mood for a Summer of Hate that will be upon us in 2009, courtesy of Crocodiles. But there you have it. Surf City, after them. They are from New Zealand, and they have an album released last year, self-titled. And I've played it a couple of times just in my own passing, but I've yet to play it on the show, so I thought it fit nicely there in the set. The album is self-titled. It's on a label called More Music, M-O-R-R Music, and the track we heard was called Free the City from Surf City out of New Zealand. Speaking of Surf City, the Jesus and Mary Chain Wanna Kill Surf City from their April Skies EP released in 1984, I believe it was. I'm probably getting that date wrong, but you can chastise me later. But again, Jesus and Mary Chain, definitely an influence, I believe, on The Horrors this time around on their new record, so we thought we'd spin a classic from them. Suicide, also in the set from 1977 and their self-titled album, Girl, the name of the track from them. And of course, we ended everything off with some Psychedelic Furs from the quintessential 1980s self-titled LP on CBS Records, Flowers, the name of the song from the Psychedelic Furs. All bands that were inspired by or have been inspired by the Horrors, in my humble opinion. On Third Time's the Charm, CITR 101.9 FM. Hope you liked, hope you digged, and we're going to keep on digging because we got some new garage to play for you. Courtesy of this band out of Spain, they're known as Wow y Los Arg.
You think I'm jealous? You think I'm blue?
2009, BC is faced with a provincial election. Students should vote. When we speak up, they will listen.
Vote for candidates who support a reduced tuition to increase access to better education, better transit, and adequate funding to universities.
On May 12th, vote in the BC elections.
This is a message brought to you by the AMS External Office, authorized by the AMS, registered sponsor under the Elections Act, 604-822-2050.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is bad.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Well, it might not be the best thing in the world, but it's pretty darn close. Third time's the charm. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, hello again and welcome. If you're just tuning in now at almost 5 minutes to 11 o'clock, this is Bryce here at the helm, usually starting at 9:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. However, not so today, but I will try to rectify that in future. Actually, I should make a note right now that I actually will not be in next week. I'm going to take a week off, and then I will be back for our next show, which will be Tuesday, May the 26th of this month, to wrap up the month of May. So taking a week off, I know you'll miss me. I'll miss you too. But you can always check out our podcasts for all of what you have missed and fond memories of past shows by going to www.citr.ca. That again is www.citr.ca to check out podcasts for Third Time's the Charm on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Hope you're enjoying what you're listening to so far today. We got still about 35 minutes left on the show, and here we are at this moment and time. Had a little quick set there of Garage, courtesy of Wow y Los Arg from Spain. They have a brand new album out on the Munster recording label, and I know I'm probably butchering that name to death, but they probably don't mind, because it's all about the Garage. It's all about the sound. The wild and wacky sounds of Wow y Los Arg. And you heard a track called Blah, Blah, Blah from their new album on Munster Records. It's called Viven. And I'm sure that's Spanish for something. Although my Spanish is not really up to snuff. So you might have a translator nearby that you can utilize to decipher the names of these songs, because they are mostly in Spanish. But there's a few English titles in there as well. But again, pretty cool stuff from Wow y Los Arg from España, and again on Munster Records there. We had The Gruesomes and a classic track from Gruesomania from their reissued album from 2008. Of course, this originally came out in 1988, 20 years ago, but now revived and resuscitated by Ricochet Sound. The song was called I'm Glad for You from Montreal's Tyrants of Teenage Trash, The Gruesomes. And we had, of course, the TVs in the set there, local Tyrants of Teenage Trash, with the track In a Trance from their self-titled album on Trendsetter Records. We also finished the set off with a great song from the Len Price 3 out of the UK, and Girl Like You from their Rent-A-Crowd album on the Wicked Cool recording label. And of course, Wicked Cool is the label started by Mr. Little Steven of Little Steven's Underground Garage. Yes, that worldwide syndicated garage rock phenomena that you can hear right here in Vancouver Sunday nights from 10 to 11, 10 to 12, I believe it is, on that other rock radio station here in town. But you can also catch him on satellite, and you can go listen to some of his archives and his podcasts by visiting the Little Stevens Underground Garage website. And it's not a bad thing. He plays some pretty cool tunes. Yes, there is sort of the common denominator, easy to decipher tracks that he will play just for sake of efficiency. But he does break out a lot of new bands, and the Len Price 3 is just one of many. And he's decided to grant them the opportunity to spread the good vibes across North American shores with the album called Rent a Crowd on the Wicked Cool record label. Again, this song was called Girl Like You, and I thought a pretty good way to finish off that set. As now, we should get into some stuff that's going on in town in the next little while, and it's a busy one this week and into the next week. And as, of course, we're not here next week, we're going to tell you about one show that's definitely on the minds of many and will undoubtedly be one of the best shows you will see all summer. But before we get to that, let's tell you at least about what's going on tonight at the Cobalt. Boosh Tuesdays has White Lung, New Sensei, and Juvenile Hall playing for you at the Cobalt this tonight, Tuesday, Election Day, at the Cobalt. Boosh Tuesdays, White Lung, New Sensei, and Juvenile Hall. Then a few nights later, the 15th, at the Media Club, early show will be Obits from New York City, featuring ex-member Rick Froberg of Hot Snakes and Drive Like Jehu fame. His band will be in town this Friday night at the Media Club for a very early show. Doors at 7, ends by 10:30, so do not sleep on this one, folks. Doors at 7, show at 10:30 for Obits this Friday at the Media Club. The very next evening, of course, the show that we kicked off the program with today, The Horrors, Saturday night, the 16th, the very next night at the Commodore Ballroom, in support of The Kills from the UK and a band from Nashville, Tennessee called The Magic Wands, who are pretty cool in their own right. So you're definitely going to check that out. Of course, it is sold out, so if you already have tickets, great. If not, sorry, you're S-O-L. But for those who are going on Saturday, you will have a grand time, I am sure, on the 16th. This coming Saturday. Another show that we just found out about that's happening on Saturday, Petroleum Byproducts and Vapid are playing on Saturday night as well, and I believe that one is at the Astoria, and it is courtesy of The Night Shift, which is the weekly punk rock night at the Astoria Saturday nights. Petroleum Byproducts and Vapid this Saturday at the Astoria, which should be pretty cool. Of course, other shows upcoming. We announced last week the New York Dolls coming back to town May the 28th. So the end of this month, we'll see the New York Dolls come back to town at Richards on Richards. And of course, the big show that's happening a week this Friday, the 22nd, at the Commodore Ballroom, King Khan and the Shrines with Mark Sultan in support. And tickets are still available for this one. It has not quite sold out yet, but I have a feeling by showtime it will be. So if you've slept on it so far, you better get to your local record stores, Scratch, Zulu, Red Cat, Noise to Go, to get your advance tickets, because I think this one will sell out by May 22nd. That is a week this Friday, folks. It's coming up pretty darn quick. So to honor a couple of shows that are going on in town, we're going to kick it off with some White Lung playing tonight at the Cobalt for Boosh Tuesdays. This is Backhouse.
You're at the edge of the backhouse. Yeah!
That, of course, was New Sensei from their one-sided debut LP. That was a track called Don't Panic. And if you were listening last week to the Annoys radio show here on CITR, you would have heard New Sensei live in the studio playing on the program. And then later on that night, they played the Astoria for the debut monthly that CITR and Discorder Magazine are putting on at the Astoria. New Sensei played with Petroleum Byproducts and GR8 2000 last Wednesday. And this will be a recurring thing, my friends. So if you missed out, this will happen again the first Wednesday of next month, which would be the month of June. And we had White Lung in the set there from their 7-inch on Deranged recordings. That, of course, was Backhouse, one of my personal faves. But they will hopefully have some new stuff on the way. They've been working away. They took a little bit of a break for a while to regroup and rewrite some songs. And they'll hopefully have some new material out for us very, very soon. But in the meantime, you can check out their recently released reissue on Hockey Dad Records. The first version sold out. They've repressed it, and it's now out on Hockey Dad Records. And, of course, this single on Deranged Recordings. Again, the track was called Backhouse. And both bands, New Sensei and White Lung, along with Juvenile Hall, are playing tonight for Boosh Tuesdays at the Cobalt. So once you've finished voting, you can drink yourselves away and enjoy the great rock and roll of those bands at the Cobalt tonight for Boosh Tuesdays. But now let us get to our first concert ticket giveaway of this show in the last 25 minutes here of the program. I know you've been waiting patiently and waiting ever so patiently for this to happen, but here we are. Of course, we mentioned it already. This Friday at the Media Club, Obits will be coming to town for the very first time here in Vancouver, and we welcome them with open arms as they bring the great sounds of their past efforts to this new group called Obits. And we've been playing tracks from this album on Sub Pop Records. It's called I Blame You for a few weeks now. So if you haven't caught wind of it yet, you're going to get another sample right now. Wow, we open up the phone lines, 604-822-2487. I have two pairs of tickets to give away to this show on Friday night. You have to just call us up, 604-822-2487, and you'll get yourself a pair of tickets to see Obits on Friday night at the Media Club. Here is a track from that album. This is called Light Sweet Crude. Wait a second. I don't think you heard me correctly. I said I had two pairs of tickets to give away to Obits on Friday night at the Media Club, and the phone line should have just been lighting up like a Christmas tree. But they're not. I don't know why. Do you not like what you're hearing? Is this not enticing you enough? Do we need to give you another reason to go? Okay, we will. Another track from Obits coming up right at you now. This was, that was Light Sweet Crude from I Blame You. We're going to play another track for you right now from the very same album on Sub Pop Records. This will be a track called Talking to the Dog. 604-822-2487 if you want to go and see Obits Friday night at the Media Club. 604-822-2487.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to one.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time!
Xtina!
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
the Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
All right, that seemed to be the ticket right there. A little gentle persuasion. Little subtle persuasion from yours truly here. Third time's the charm, and the tickets for Obits have now been dispensed. Thank you to Anthony and Caroline for calling in and winning yourself a pair of tickets each to see Obits on Friday night at the Media Club for an early show. You have just listened to two tracks from their latest album. It's called I Blame You. It is on the Sub Pop recording label. These guys, again, are from New York City via San Diego, California. Rick Froberg, lead singer and songwriter, used to be in the band Drive Like Jehu many years ago, signed to Interscope Records, put out an album called Yank Crime, which is still revered by many to be one of San Diego's watermark records, or at least watermark bands during the mid to late 80s. And then he moved on to form Hot Snakes with fellow San Diegan John Reese of Rocket from the Crypt fame. Hot Snakes put out at least three albums during their tenure. And now, of course, his move to New York City, prompted by his other occupation as an animator and illustrator for film and other media, multimedia, has made the move from west to east coast. But he decided that the music could not disappear, so immediately moving to New York, he founded this group called Obits. And again, they'll be playing Vancouver for the first time Friday night, this Friday night, at the Media Club for an early show. Again, thanks to Anthony and Caroline for calling in. And with less than 15 minutes left to go, the pace is frantic and furious as we try to close off another edition of the show before we take a break and reconvene with you 2 weeks from today, Tuesday, May 26th of 2009, as we're taking next week off. We have yet another show to give away tickets for. And we also mentioned this one earlier on, if you were paying any attention whatsoever. That show, of course, is happening a week from this Friday. That's right. It is King Khan and the Shrines at the Commodore Ballroom with very special guest Mark Sultan. If you'd like to check out the show, which I think you might, call us up at 604-822-2487, but you have to be caller number 3 in order to win yourself the tickets. So, caller number 3 at 604-822-2487 will get yourself a pair of tickets to see King Khan and the Shrines Friday night, May 22nd at the Commodore Ballroom. This is a track from his recently reissued album, What Is, on Vice Records, and this is Les Filles de Jacques Dutron.
Ah!
All right. Thank you very much, folks. You can stop calling in as we have given away our tickets to King Kong and the Shrines next Friday. That is a week this Friday, May 22nd, to Ken. Congratulations, sir. You'll be checking out the show next Friday night for what will undoubtedly be one of the best shows of the summer next Friday night, May 22nd, at the Commodore Ballroom. Thanks to everyone who tried calling in. Really appreciate it. Good to know that you're tuning in and listening in here on the show, this edition of Third Time's the Charm on CITR 101.9 FM. We've only got a few more minutes left here on the program, and then the morning after show will be up next here with your special fill-in host, Jason, who will be taking over for a little bit here in the stead of Oswaldo. Oswaldo is in Russia currently. And I think he'll be actually be calling in today on the program. So you might want to stick around and see what's happening over in Russia these days, courtesy of the morning after show. But that's up next here on CITR 101.9 FM. So do stay tuned. And of course, stay tuned all day long, because we've got great shows coming up on this Tuesday here at CITR. But again, thanks to Ken for calling in and winning himself the tickets to see King Kong. And that, of course, was Les Filles de Jacques Dutronc from the album What Is, the recently reissued album from King Kong and the Shrines, originally out in 2007, but now rechristened in 2009 for widespread distribution and, of course, destruction, because it will be a destroyed show. The stage will be littered with sequins and gold and sweat and blood and tears and all kinds of other bodily fluids, I'm sure. But of course, those will be provided by King Kong and the Shrines and by you, because you'll be dancing up a storm at that show, courtesy of King Kong and the Shrines, to be sure. All right, let's see if we can't close things out here. There is another show that we're going to tell you about that's happening at Pat's Pub on Saturday night, the 16th, and it's going to be a pretty cool show. A band from Edmonton known as the Old Wise will be coming to town, featuring ex-members of Les Tabernacles and the James T. Kirks. They're going to be playing alongside the Vicious Cycles, Vancouver's own Motorcycle Gang, and the China Creeps, skate punks from the East Side. That is Saturday the 16th at Pat's Pub. Check it out. I think it will be a good show. And we're going to play some Old Wives right after we hear from this.
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Boys, let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swill record. I must get it. What's his number?
Still believe we
Yeah, I will. I will. We are out of here. This edition of Third Time's the Charm on CITR 101.9 FM. You heard two tracks from the Old Wives from Edmonton, Alberta, coming to town this weekend on the 16th. That is Saturday night at Pat's Pub with the Vicious Cycles and the China Creeps. Should be an awesome gig. Do check it out. You heard two songs from these guys from a 7-inch single, Losing All Control and Shut Up from the Old Wives. Some good old rock and roll to end this edition of Third Time's the Charm on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. The morning after show is up next. And check out the podcast from today's show at www.citr.ca and click on Third Time's the Charm. And there we are for your listening enjoyment. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Tuesday, May 26th, we'll be back in this chair. Do hope you can tune in. Thanks a lot for listening. And we'll see you then. We're going to leave you with one final number. It's the punk rock baseball aficionados, the Isotopes. Their newest single has just been released. They had a gig release CD or EP release for it last week. And it's now in stores. So go and check it out if you haven't done so already. This is the Isotopes to leave you with today. Thanks very much. We'll see you soon.
Desperation has set in. We'll sacrifice to get the win. We'll be widely reputed if we can execute it. Tonight the suicide is on. The most important thing is to protect your man. You've got to get it. Suicide is on.
It's too late to prevent it.
Tonight the suicide is on.